Are we worried yet? Should we be, should farmers even be worried? The fact that it's almost May and very little corn is in the ground, or is that okay?
You know, Megan, based on what's happened, I think we're in really good shape. I really like how the forecast turned around this morning. So let's say we get an inch of rain this weekend. Soils are pretty dry here. The northern two-thirds of Illinois, southern Illinois is a different story. They've got a bunch of water and compaction there behind the eight ball. But basically north of 70 in Illinois, we could take a half inch to an inch of rain, be into the fields in good shape next Wednesday. And the way these farmers can operate, we can have big chunk of our corn crop in by the upcoming weekend. So so I think we're in pretty good shape, actually. That would be getting the corn in the last few days of April and early May. And I really think that some of the corn that got planted last weekend ahead of the rain is probably going to come up slower than the corn gets planted 10 days later, just based on that cold shock and cold soil temperatures and cold rain and some of the things we talked about earlier.
You mentioned the fact that the southern part of the state is pretty wet. Concerns about compaction issues and maybe getting into the field when those ground and that soil isn't quite ready.
Well, Megan, I feel real bad, especially in southern Illinois, probably the same in southern Indiana, maybe Ohio. A lot of the fields were cut up pretty bad last fall. Never really had a chance to work some of that compaction out. We had some freeze thaw last year, but the last time I was in south of 70, the ruts in the fields were still there, full of water. It's going to take a long time for it to dry out, and I'm afraid they're behind the eight ball. There's just no way that they're going to be able to grow a good crop unless Mother Nature just gives them a nice inch of rain every week and we have no heat. And again, but that's pretty well confined to the southern third of Illinois.